Gateways to a Resilient Child, written and read by the author, Dr. Justin Coulson. In early 2015, I wrote an article for an online parenting website. As their parenting expert, I'm tasked with answering parenting dilemmas and providing inspiring ideas for mums or dads who are struggling. It so happened that this particular article about resilience struck a chord. Titled 18 Ways to Raise a Resilient Child, it was a hit. When it was shared on social media, its reach was phenomenal. A few weeks after the article was shared, I shared it again. Same result. Then a couple of months later, I decided to try it again and was amazed to see the article going even wider and reaching more people. I've since shared that article several times more, and time and again, the response has been enormous. I'm unconvinced that the article was particularly well written, or wise, or profound, but it highlighted what resilience is. For now, it's enough to say that resilience means that we bounce back from challenges and adversity, and that our developmental progress isn't thwarted by difficult, even traumatic, circumstances. And it tapped into the importance of parents connecting with their children to build up their resilience. There's much more to building resilience than these ideas, but it seems that the idea of resilience resonates with parents who are worried that their children are somehow not coping or may not be able to cope in the future. Parents and carers want to know how to help their children to be more resilient. They ask questions like, why does one child seem capable of thriving in spite of incredible odds, while others crumble at the first hint of opposition or adversity? How is it that some children relish a challenge and a chance to learn something new, even if that means failure, while others will not try anything unless they can be assured of success? How can I help my child be resilient when friendships falter? How can I help my child stick at something for more than 3 lessons or 3 school terms? What can I say to my child when he loses on the sports field or fails an exam? He seems incapable of dealing with failure. After reading the article, one mother complained to me, my daughter Corinne will be 15 years old soon. She's a funny, empowering person, loving, caring, kind, and supportive to others. She brings people together. Her coaches, teachers, and family see this quality in her as unique and valuable. She keeps asking me why she quits everything, why she gives up on everything. She's a swimmer. She's been swimming since year 2. She got to the top of her game 2 years ago. In order to be faster, though, she needed to build up her leg strength, but she fights it. She wants it, but isn't willing to do it. In school, she starts off really well, then gives up and ends up submitting crappy assignments. She won't finish reading a required book or chooses not to read it at all because she doesn't like to read and can't get herself to do it. She'll just refuse to bring herself to study for a test. Not all tests, but maybe something she perceives as hard or she's uninterested in. She knows she has to study and tells herself she will, but never does it and gets a bad mark. She won't put in the effort in maths. She asks me why she gives up on everything and isn't willing to do what it takes to get what she wants or what she knows is best for her. She's stuck. When things get hard, she gives up. Perhaps your child gives up too quickly and easily for your liking, moaning, I can't. Maybe your child resists going to school because they don't like their teacher, or because the teacher said something that upset them. Your child's resilience may seem low because a friend rejected them, or they failed in a sporting contest, or an exam, or missed an opportunity to get a job they desired. How can we or our children ever do something great or even mediocre when the minutiae of family life, school life, or work life gives resilience such a hammering? In the following pages, we will explore the idea of resilience, what it is, and how it works. We'll consider research that shows how well our children are doing or are not doing, and why. We'll examine the myths that surround resilience, slaying some sacred cows in the parenting advice world, and we will investigate what researchers have discovered really does build resilience, not just in children, but in adults as well.